Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. The big challenge in shifting the focus is that the buyers have to give up their expectations. And that's tricky. Folks get emotionally attached to what they think they need and won't buy if they're scared. The antidote? Make the alternative a safer bet. Now, going back to the article, Walker showed that with his client results. The reduced sales cycle examples were killer. And that right there is what we need, to let results position the alternative. When potential clients see the results, they will change their expectation because they want what they just saw. They are more open to other ideas because we gave them hope that they could get that. And this paves the way for our distinctions to work their magic. Now, let's apply this to us thought leaders. How to use results to create that openness? My favorite strategy is the behind-the-scenes approach. Now, this is bragging without sounding like we're bragging, okay? It's something like, here's what really happened behind this big success. Now, here's the secret. This strategy doesn't have to be about our clients. We can do this with any high-profile success that anybody already knows about. Our color commentary can be something like, hey, this is a great example of blah, blah, blah. Enter your distinction here. See how that works? Even if we're not bragging, as we were in the latter situation, we still look smart. Now look, we all know change is hard. Giving something up that we think we need is disappointing. To make it easier, we can position our distinction, our new path, as a trade-off worth making. And that is how folks are willing to play our game. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.